Complete this sentence. I delight in. I delight in. I posed this open-ended declaration to several of my friends, and as their responses started tumbling in, I knew today's Redemption's Table was going to be something extra special. Here's John Mark McMillan to get this celebration started.
I saw a river of people that sprung from an ancient spring, in the heart of a walled and garden that flowed from a raging stream. I saw a river of gladness from the heart of a God's delight, into a sea of faces, yeah, faces like stars in the night. Jesus, Jesus, save me from the tyranny of the familiar. Jesus, show me the face of God in every human creature. Jesus, I saw the wolves like shepherds, I saw the lion lay down, sheep in the wild open pasture, yeah, I saw love with a crown. Oh, how the mighty surrendered, turned their swords to plows. We used our guns for hammers, and I saw love with a crown. Jesus, Jesus, save me from the tyranny of the familiar. Jesus, Jesus, show me the face of God in every human creature, Jesus. I heard my name in the darkness, I heard my song in the night. I staggered to the door in a fumbling fury, but there is not a soul in sight. So I stormed the doors of the temple so I could lay down my case. The master was not present, the stone had rolled away. So I looked away from the doorkeeper, and as I turned my head, she asked me, why do you look for the living soul here among the dead? Jesus.
Well, there you are, and welcome to Redemption's Table. That was John Mark McMillan singing his song, Love with a Crown, the fourth cut off of the album Deep Magic, which he released in 2023. And it's waiting for you to check it out wherever you stream. I hope you will. I'm excited about today's episode. Several weeks ago, I kept noticing a word that started popping up in what I was reading, what I was listening to, and I didn't catch it at first, but this is why I'm an advocate of pausing sometime every day to reflect on what rung your bell yesterday. What did you underline as you were reading, or what song came out of nowhere or came out of the past and stirred your heart? What did you see and experience yesterday that fed your heart and your soul and made you smile, made you pause for a moment to say, whoa, that was good. That was God. You probably have guessed the word already. Delight. Delight. God just keeps dropping that breadcrumb in front of me. Actually, that's more like a whole loaf. I mean, just one example, I was reading a book by poet Mary Oliver in which she wrote, "Stepping out into the world, into the grass, onto the path, was always a kind of relief. I was not escaping anything. I was returning to the arena of delight." Delight. That's a word probably most of us don't use that often. I think gratitude is our go-to word that covers a lot of territory in our lives, including delight. Gratitude is the territory. Delight is like buried treasure. Gratitude is like the map of our entire journey. We should be thankful for everything in life, including burnt lasagna. But delight is something that resonates deep within. It's several fathoms deep below the surface. Pondering delight elicited the open-ended sentence, "I delight in." Now, I could riff off of that all day long. Those of you who know me, you know that's true. I mean, we've dished on everyone from Beethoven to Winnie the Pooh here at this table. You know, I delight in Mama Suez's cheese enchiladas at Joe T. Garcia's. I delight when a shooting star splits open the heavens. I delight when Jesus sneaks up on me. But enough of my grats. Sprinkled off and on throughout the rest of this episode, tune an ear to some of my favorite people on the planet, my friends. And I'll briefly introduce them all right at the end.
I delight in nature, whether that be going for a hike, a walk around the neighborhood, or sitting on my back deck, just taking in the sights and sounds of the Lord's creation. Also, a hot cup of coffee in the morning. And, of course, time with friends and family.
Hello, everyone. I am blessed. I delight in the things that are taken for granted. And the reason I say that is because small things that are taken for granted are things that remind me that the bigger things I look at sometimes are not so big and they're not overwhelming. I see God in the things that are small, and that helps me understand that He is there in every aspect of my life. And so I delight in things that other people take for granted.
I delight in God. I delight in fellowship. I delight in my wife. I delight in my family. I delight in my kids. I delight in my grandchildren. I delight in pizza. I delight in chocolate cake.
Hey, Robert. This was really a tough one for me to narrow down. Like I said, there's so many things that I find delight in. But I find delight in a baby laughing. And it is the silliest things that can get them going. But I find that the sound of a baby laughing not only makes me laugh, but it warms my heart. And having a new grandbaby, it just brought it back from when my kids were little. It's just the best sound in the world.
Wasn't that good? I'm guessing you might be smiling right now. I'm currently reading through the Psalms from the Old Testament. And in the very first one, Psalm 1, God Easter egged a breadcrumb for me to find. Blessed is the one who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water. That's a great delight. Eugene Peterson's The Message puts it this way. How well God must like you. You thrill to God's word. You chew on scripture day and night. You're a tree replanted in Eden. I delight in sitting up under a tree watching clouds float by, listening to bird song, but the possibility available to us to be like a tree? Well, yeah, that reminds me of a hymn I grew up singing in church. Oh, the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend, when I kneel in prayer and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. I also used to sing, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. True. And it's also true, as I like to say, what a Jesus we have in friends. So bring it on, friends.
Okay, Robert. I delight in knowing my kids are walking with the Lord was the first thing that came to mind. In lemon glaze drizzled over pound cake, being bundled up in my fuzzy robe under an afghan on the couch, drinking coffee, watching Les Feldick's show next to my husband in the early mornings. I delight in when my cats bump me on the forehead with theirs, in watching the light shine in a child's eyes as they do something that they didn't think they could do. I delight in watching the first spring flowers bloom, in listening to musical talent, in multicolored skies, and feeling God's presence when I earnestly seek Him during my quiet time. And last, in laughing out loud with genuine friends.
I delight in learning. I delight in music. I delight in peanut butter.
I delight in seeing the fulfillment of prayers for my little boys when they were young, because these boys have grown up and they have been blessed with those women that I prayed for who were little girls years ago when I prayed and asked God to bring the right women into their lives and that they would marry godly ladies. And I delight in seeing this. I also delight in seeing now that them parent my grandchildren. Man, what a fulfillment of God's promise. When you pray and you ask and you receive and you see His blessing and fulfillment, that gives me great delight, but I absolutely delight in my motherhood and my grandmotherhood, and I'm so thankful that I can be present, available, and can witness the miracle of new life and legacy.
Wasn't that good? I am guessing your heart might be a little lighter right now. Here's the final breadcrumb God dropped that just absolutely blew me away. I was listening to a sermon preached by Mark Batterson. He preached it back in January. And he was highlighting the Hebrew word tov. Tov, T-O-V. Tov is the word delight. Now, six times in Genesis chapter 1, the first chapter of the Bible, the chapter that begins with, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Six times in that first chapter, the word tov is used by God for 6 days in a row in this little phrase, and God saw that it was good, that it was tov. Every day of creation, as God created light and sky and the oceans and the ground and the sun, moon, and stars and the plant life and the animal life, day after day, God said, and it was tov. And then came the sixth day when God created the first prototype of us. He didn't say it was tov, it was good. Oh no, God didn't stop there. God said when He created man, that's very tov, very good. Tov is not just good, it's gooder than good. Tov is as good as it gets. Tov is too good to be true, yet it is. But it's not just good, it's a good feeling. And that's where delight comes in. It's below the surface, down in the emotions. I mean, tov is James Brown good. Ow! I feel good. Da 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 da. I knew that I would now. Sorry, just experiencing a little tov. Batterson highlighted a couple of things in that message. First, he said he would argue that Tov is original emotion. God was the first to feel delight. And then he said, God sets an example for us in Genesis. We talk about the Sabbath rhythm, 6 days of work, 1 day of rest. He said, well, what about the daily rhythm called delight? Wow, I like that a lot. I mean, how I encourage everyone to get into that daily rhythm called delight. Come on now, help me out, friends.
I delight in seeing people just genuinely happy. Know what, everything that's going on, you know, seeing our nation be so divided on so many different issues, seeing the world and the strife and the fighting back and forth, you know, just to be able to see people smiling at each other, people being happy, is a sheer delight for me.
My name is Jeff Gore, and I delight in my five grandsons. They have the same parents, same mom, same dad, same gene pool, but they are five completely different little boys. They look different, they act different, different interests, but they all love to come to our house. Paul and Darlin are our grandparent names, and they love to come to Paul and Darlin's house and run outside and play. They live in the city, and so when they come out here to the country where we live, they run and they play, they build forts, they laugh, they cut up, and then we spend time late at night and early in the morning all crawled up together watching some kind of show they want to watch before they go to bed and first thing out of bed in the morning. We delight in those sweet grandsons.
I have found great delight in standing in the middle of a room full of believers who have found their satisfaction in following and trusting and believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then they choose to open their mouths in praise, and the worship floods over your soul like soothing oil.
Wasn't that Tov? I am guessing you are already declaring out loud what you delight in, wherever you're listening right now. May today's table reverberate and resonate around your table, around your group of friends. Take off with that open-ended statement, I delight in, and run with it. Throw it out there to your friends and get ready to have some Tov come back to you. When I invited friends to send me a recorded message completing that sentence, I told them, your voice is important. As the Beatles sing, I get by with a little help from my friends. Oh, I get high with a little help from my friends. Oh, I get high with a little help from my friends. And I sure did this week. I want to say a special thank you to each of my friends who participated in today's podcast. Michael Adler, Jimmy Baker, Kristen Buckner, Lisa Lee Burke, Mark Brown, Larry Cobb, Jeff Gore, Lori Harris, and Lynn Higby. Keep on delighting, friends. And I'm guessing John Mark McMillan's prayer in today's song, Jesus, save me from the tyranny of the familiar, and Jesus, show me the face of God in every human creature. I'm thinking you might see his prayer answered in your life. Until next time.
Jesus, save me from the tyranny of the familiar. Jesus,
I heard my name in the darkness. I heard my song in the night.
Staggered to the door in a fumbling fury, but there is not a soul in sight. So I stormed the doors of the temple so I could lay down my case. The master was not present, the stone had rolled away.
So I looked away from the doorkeeper, and as I turned my head, she asked me, why do you look for the living sun here among the dead? Jesus.
Spring, the heart of a walled garden that flowed from a raging stream.